France's debt crisis could push Ethereum to 10K, Hayes's thesis. Arthur Hayes, the former BitMEX chief and now a widely followed macro commentator, laid out a chain of reasoning this week that ties France's worsening debt position to a possible Ethereum run toward $10,000 before year-end. The claim, shared through CoinMarketCap on September 4, 2026, rests on plumbing most retail traders never watch: the U.S. repo market and the size of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. Ethereum was trading at $2,511 as of September 4, 2026, up 4.5% over the prior 24 hours, according to CoinMarketCap market data. Bitcoin sat at $80,147, 3.7%, and XRP at 144, 5.0% on the same reading, with the Fear and Greed Index at 77 firmly in greed. A move to 10KI would be roughly a 4x from current levels. So treat the number as a directional thesis rather than a forecast with a timestamp. The mechanism Hayes is describing. The argument runs in three steps. First, France's debt crisis pressures its large, globally systemic banks, the institutions regulators label GSIBs. Second, those French banks pull back from US dollar repo markets, where banks borrow cash overnight against government collateral. That withdrawal drains short-term dollar funding at a moment when the plumbing is already tight. Third, to keep money markets from seizing, the Fed steps in and expands its balance sheet, which Hayes reads as a fresh wave of liquidity that flows into risk assets like Ethereum. It is a liquidity thesis, not a fundamentals thesis. Hayes is not pointing to Ethereum network activity, staking yields, or fee burn. He is arguing that when central banks add reserves to prevent funding stress, some of that money reliably ends up bidding up scarce assets, and that crypto has historically been among the highest beta beneficiaries. France sits at the center. France has spent 2026 under sustained fiscal scrutiny, with political instability and elevated deficits keeping its borrowing costs in focus. When a sovereign's debt looks shaky, its banking system feels it first, because domestic banks hold large stacks of that government's bonds. Those bonds are also the collateral French banks post to raise dollars abroad. If the collateral is questioned or the banks turn cautious, their participation in US repo markets shrinks. The repo market is the shock absorber of the dollar system. In September 2019, a sudden repo squeeze forced the Fed to inject liquidity within days, a precedent Hayes and other macro voices frequently cite. His bet is that a French-led pullback could trigger a similar response, only larger, and that the Fed would again choose to flood the system rather than risk a funding accident. The case for skepticism. This is a multi-step forecast, and every link in the chain has to hold. French banks would need to materially reduce repo activity. That reduction would need to be large enough to move overnight rates. The Fed would need to respond with balance sheet expansion rather than other tools. And that liquidity would need to rotate into Ethereum specifically rather than treasuries, gold, or equities. Each step is plausible on its own. Stacked together, the probability compounds downward. There's also the question of timing. Hayes says this year, which leaves only a few months. Liquidity theses tend to play out over quarters, not weeks, and a 4x move in that window would be unusually fast, even by crypto standards. The 24-hour green across majors reflects broad risk appetite, not confirmation of this specific pathway. For anyone spending or holding through a stablecoin balance rather than volatile ETH, the macro backdrop matters less directly. A card funded from USDC or USDT reserves sidesteps the price swing entirely, while ETH-funded spending inherits every basis point of this volatility. That trade-off is worth remembering when a headline promises 4x and the same asset can just as easily retrace. The signals worth tracking skip the price target and track the inputs. French bank funding stress would show up in widening spreads on French sovereign debt and in dollar funding costs. A genuine repo squeeze would appear in the secured overnight financing rate spiking above the Fed's target range. Any Fed pivot back to balance sheet growth would be announced, not inferred. If those signals fire in sequence, Hayes's thesis gains weight. If they do not, the 10K number stays a talking point. Hayes has a long record of provocative macro calls, some early and correct, others that never arrived. This one is falsifiable through public data, which is more than most price predictions offer.